going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I want to bring in David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., the best way to wrap up our week as always. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. So this morning, you know, you get this trade announcement yesterday, and my economic friends say, you know, we didn't have an unfair trade with UK to begin with. It's 3% of our overall trade. This is not a big deal. But sometimes momentum's momentum, so maybe having one announced gives clearance for others to follow. And supposedly talks are happening this weekend with China, but on True Social this morning, the president says 80% tariff sounds about right. Right now it's at 145, so that's down, but there were rumors that he would maybe throw a bigger olive branch to China before they meet. What are the thoughts on this announcement this morning and what's going on with China?
Yeah, as you say, momentum. I was at the Capitol yesterday and go back there today. Most politicians don't understand all the nuances of trade, frankly, neither do I. But they do know that things seem to be moving in the direction they want. I mean, look at the markets yesterday, and I haven't looked this morning. But and the fact that the president's come down from 145 to 80 on China, and that the Treasury Secretary is going to be meeting in Switzerland this week with Chinese officials, there's some sense that all this is moving. It's not going to be quite as harsh and stubborn as it looked before. Now, you could argue that the president set up a straw man to begin with on all this, but that's not the mood. The mood is that, particularly among Republicans and even some Democrats who won't necessarily go on the record, is that something had to be done. The trade deficit has been out of whack for forever. I mean, I remember writing about this in the 1980s, and that we got to get tough with these countries, and we are. Now, how far it'll go, 80% tariff is still an awfully big tariff. And isn't China still at, I think, 125% the other way? So there's still a ways to go here. But again, as you say, things are moving in the direction people want.
Well, good. So, you know, it's positive. You know, Trump's implying that there could be more deals announced soon. Who knows? And, of course, they often are frameworks of deals and then takes a long time to hammer out the details. We're talking with, of course, David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., here on Brian & Company. I was looking. I mean, this sounds silly, but Cecily Strong used to do Jeanine Pirro on SNL, and I thought maybe she'd make a comeback now. But she just had a baby a month ago, so I don't know if it'll happen. But Jeanine Pirro is going to be the top federal prosecutor in D.C. I mean, it's almost – I don't know what to think, but – I mean, what do you think?
You know, without tilting one way or the other, I mean, Jeanine Pirro was a prosecutor. Wasn't she the Westchester County District Attorney?
And she was. And
I may be wrong about this, but I think she had a pretty respected record on domestic violence issues back then. I think she was one of the early advocates for prosecuting abusers, things like that. And she was a judge. Yeah, I think this is going to be pretty well accepted, maybe not among Democrats, but you look at Tom Tillis, a senator from North Carolina, who wouldn't support Ed Martin, the original nominee for Washington, D.C. prosecutor. Tillis very quickly said that he's okay with Pirro. So I don't think it'll be a problem. I mean, she's a very interesting resume. She's all in for Trump. I mean, she thought he won the 2020 election. In fact, I think she may have been named in some of the lawsuits. But this is not her resume, as you'll see. It's not black and white, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking with David Lightman in McClatchy, D.C., here on Brian and Company. In terms of, you know, other stuff going on, whether it's the spending situation, what else is going on? I mean, so much focus on China and trade, and it seems to, I don't know, my focus, I don't know what else should we be focused on?
Well, underneath all this, and it's not widely reported, have been the talks this week on taxes and spending. They had wanted Congress, the House Republicans, rather, had wanted to write a tax cut bill this week. It's not happening. They had wanted to write a bill on Medicaid cuts this week. That didn't happen. The reason is Republicans
are torn.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Republicans are torn. The moderate Republicans do not want dramatic Medicaid cuts. As far as tax cuts go, you got the state and local tax deduction, which is right now capped at $10,000. And particularly the New York, California, New Jersey contingent wants unlimited deductions the way it used to be before 2017. And at the moment, they're not budging on that. This is going to continue into next week. And I wouldn't be surprised if next week at this time, this is the story we're talking about.
Interesting. Hey, you know, I find it fascinating because I'm not Catholic, but I was coming out of lunch yesterday with someone, and then I got the push notification on the Pope getting named, and then after that, I find out he's an American. What was the reception? I mean, again, like to me, it was like a buzzworthy story. It doesn't matter what your religion is. I don't know what the buzz
exactly
was like in D.C. over it.
Oh, people couldn't get enough. It's all of a sudden the talk about trade and taxes and all this other business pretty much stopped. People wanted to know more. Does he have relatives? Does he root for the White Sox or the Cubs? Where did he go to school? I mean, just the fact that somehow this hit close to home was just, nobody has seen anything like this ever. And everybody sort of felt some connection, as you say, Catholic or not. It was just amazing to me how this overwhelmed Washington when it happened. People, you could see people gathering around TV sets, for example, to watch him give that original speech, right? He's talking in, I guess he was talking in Italian and it was being translated. we're saying, gosh, nobody gathers around the TV for any speech anymore, whether it's Trump
I know. He did Italian into Spanish, you know, because he spent many years in Peru. And then I was wondering, like, is he going to say something in English? And he didn't. And his Italian was flawless as well as his Spanish. And he went to Villanova. I mean, Matt Sorois and I were joking, like, you know, there's all these memes about how, you know, how the Knicks have got on their side now. So that's why they're beating the Celtics. You know, it's just, it was so great.
I hadn't heard that one. Yeah, apparently he's a White Sox fan, not a Cubs fan. But I'm not sure that's journalistically pure yet. It was correct, rather. But, yeah, it's one of these things. This is the classic American dream scenario, right, where anybody can grow up to be president, but now anybody can grow up to be Pope, right? I mean, it's just astounding. And people understood that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
No, I'm sorry. So, again, for those of us trying to get our weekend stories ready on taxes and trade and all that, nobody wanted to talk about that after 12:30.
Yeah, totally. Anything on the website, McClatchyDC.com, you want people to know about?
A lot of Pope news, a lot of local news. The big stuff, again, is on hold. Taxes, spending. They were hoping to vote by Memorial Day, which only gives them, what, another 2.5 weeks. That's going to explode at some point, but not quite yet.
Let's see. Let's look at the standings here before we say goodbye. Where are we with the Orioles?
No, we don't want to look at the standings. No. You got to look down.
Why didn't they do more in the offseason? Like, I don't understand what they didn't build on their great young team.
They thought they were signing the right pitchers, and they weren't. Signed a bunch of retreads, it looks like. I mean, you got a guy who's 0-7 there, Charlie Morton, 41 years old.
No, Charlie.
I know.
Hey, listen, David, have a great weekend. We appreciate you as always, and obviously we got some important spending stuff coming down the pipeline. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it as always.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.